Hare. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hare.
Vishnupada Paramahansa Pribrajakacharya Stathadasata Shishiman His Divine Grace Shila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Shila Prabhupada Ki ISKCON Founder Acharya Shila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavarindi Ki Nama Acharya Shila Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Sega Hosri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktivedanta Ki Shishi Radha Krishna Gaur Gopakopinath Shamakunda Radha Kundigiri Overdhana Ki, Shri Vrindavan Dhamma Ki, Shri Mayapur Dhamma Ki, Ganga Mai Ki, Jamuna Mai Ki, Bhakti Devi Ki, Tulasi Devi Ki, Samaveta Bhakti Vrinda Ki, Jainatai Gaura Premanandi. All glories to the Samadavatis, all glories to the Samadavatis, all glories to the Samadavatis, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga, all glories to Shri Prabhupada. Okay. You have Gita? You have Gita. Yeah, okay. So, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 5. Nacha matstani bhutani pashyame yogam aishvaram. Bhuta brin na cha bhutasto mamatma bhuta bhavana. And yet everything that is created does not rest in me. Behold my mystic opulence. Although I am the maintainer of all living entities, and although I am everywhere, I am not a part of this cosmic manifestation, for myself is the very source of creation.
Bhagavad Gita, 9. nodaļas 5. pāns. Un tomēr viss radītais neatrodas manī, raugi manu mistisko varenību. Kaut arī es uzturu visas dzīvās būtnes un esmu visur, es neesmu daļa no kosmiskās izpausmes, jo es pats esmu radītā pirmavots.
Purport. The Lord says that everything is resting on him, matstani sarva bhutani. This should not be misunderstood.
Skaidrojums. Dievs kungs norāda, ka viss ir viņā, matstani sarva bhutani. To nevajag pārprast.
The Lord is not directly concerned with the maintenance and sustenance of this material manifestation.
Dievs kungs nav tieši saistīts ar materiālās izpausmes uzturēšanu.
Sometimes we see a picture of Atlas holding the globe on his shoulders. He seems to be very tired, holding this great earthly planet.
Ir tāda attēla, kur Atlants tur uz pleciem pasauli. Viņš izskatās ļoti piekusis no milzīgā smaguma.
Such an image should not be entertained in connection with Krishna's upholding this created universe.
Krishna arī tur visu radīto visumu, tomēr uz viņu šādu attēlu nevar attiecināt.
He says that although everything is resting on him, he is aloof.
Krishna norāda, ka lai arī viss balstās uz viņu, viņš ir savrup.
The planetary systems are floating in space, and the space is the energy of the Supreme Lord.
Planētu sistēmas peld izplatījumā, un izplatījums ir visaugstā kunga enerģija.
But he is different from space.
Bet viņš atšķiras no izplatījuma.
He is differently situated.
Viņš atrodas citur.
Therefore the Lord says, quote, although they are situated on my inconceivable energy, as the supreme personality of Godhead, I am aloof from them.
Tāpēc Dievs kungs saka, kaut arī viņi atrodas manā neaptveramajā enerģijā, es kā Dieva augstākā personība esmu savrup.
This is the inconceivable opulence of the Lord.
Lūk, kāda ir Dieva neaptveramā varenība.
In the Nirukti Vedic dictionary, it is said, Yujate nena dhurgateshu karyeshu. The Supreme Lord is performing inconceivably wonderful pastimes displaying his energy.
Vēdu Nirukti vārdnīcā teikts, visaugstā kunga spēles ir neaptverami brīnišķīgas, un viņš tajās izpauž savu enerģiju.
His person is full of different potential potent energies, and his determination is itself actual fact.
Viņa persona ir pilna dažādu varenu enerģiju, un ko viņš nolēmj, tas notiek.
In this way, the personality of Godhead is to be understood.
Lūk, kā jāizprot Dieva augstākā personība.
We may think of doing something, but there are so many impediments, and sometimes it is not possible to do as we like.
Mēs varam gribēt kaut ko izdarīt, bet ir tik daudz šķēršļu un dažreiz nav iespējams izdarīt tā, kā mēs gribam.
But when Krishna wants to do something, simply by his willing, everything is performed so perfectly that one cannot imagine how it is being done.
Bet kad Krišna kaut ko vēlas, tad tikai ar viņa gribu viss notiek tik pilnīgi, ka nav izprotams, kā tas noticis.
The Lord explains this fact, although he is the maintainer and sustainer of the entire material manifestation. He does not touch this material manifestation.
Dievs kungs to paskaidro, kaut arī viņš ir visas materiālās izpausmes uzturētājs, viņš šai materiālajai izpausmei pat nepieskaras.
Simply by his supreme will, everything is created, everything is sustained, and everything is maintained, and everything is annihilated.
Tikai ar viņa augstāko gribu viss tiek radīts, uzturēts un iznīcināts.
There's no difference between his mind and himself, as there's a difference between ourselves and our present material mind, because he is absolute spirit.
Viņa prāts un viņš pats neatšķiras, turpretī mēs atšķiramies no sava tagadējā materiālā prāta, jo viņš ir absolūtais gars.
Simultaneously, the Lord is present in everything, yet the common man cannot understand how he is also present personally.
Dievs kungs vienlaicīgi ir visā, tomēr lielākā daļa cilvēku nesaprot, kā viņš var pastāvēt personiski.
He is different from his material manifestation, yet everything is resting on him.
Viņš atšķiras no materiālās izpausmes, un tomēr viss balstās uz viņu.
This is explained here as Yogam Aishvaram, the mystic power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Tas šeit izskaidrots kā Yogam Aishvaram, Dieva augstākās personības mistiskais spēks.
So these are Krishna's pointing out very, very subtle aspects of the philosophy, or very confidential aspects.
Un šeit Krišna stāsta ļoti smalkus, visnoslēpumainākās filozofijas aspektus.
Because generally we say all these various aspects, but we may not always think about what that means.
Mēs runājam par visiem šiem te aspektiem, bet mēs varam nesaprast, ko tie patiesībā nozīmē.
Right. So we're saying that the Lord is everything, and everything is created by him, it's sustained by him.
Mēs sakām, ka Dievs ir radījis visu un Dievs visu uztur.
But he is separate.
Bet viņš ir pats atšķirīgs no tā.
So it is by his will that everything is created, so his energy is doing this.
Ka pateicoties viņa gribai, viss ir radīts un tās ir viņa enerģijas, kas to visu ir veikušas.
Right. But at the same time as he, as the person, is separate from that.
Bet viņš kā personība tajā pat laikā ir atšķirīgs no tā visa.
Right. Going back to that same example of the king.
Mēs atgriežamies atpakaļ pie piemēra par valdnieku.
That the king, by his order, so many things are happening in the kingdom.
Pateicoties valdnieku rīkojumam, tik daudz kas notiek valstī.
It's happening through his potency.
Un tas notiek pateicoties viņa varenībai.
But he's not personally present there doing it.
Bet viņš personiski nepiedalās un nedara to.
But it's by his desire and his power that it's done.
Bet pateicoties viņa vēlmei un viņa varenībai, tas tiek darīts.
Right. So that's the principle.
Un tas ir princips.
For many religionists, this becomes a big difficulty.
Un daudziem religioziem cilvēkiem tā ir grūtība.
Because they want to, it means their determination is that there's the supreme personality of Godhead.
Ir apgalvojums, ka ir Dieva augstākā personība.
He's the creator, the maintainer, destroyer.
Un tas, kas visu rāda, uztur un iznīcina.
Right? If we discuss these points, then basically no religionist has any problem.
Un ja mēs apspriežam šos te aspektus, tad religiozam cilvēkam nav nekādu problēmu ar to.
But because they don't understand about God and his power, his potencies, then problem comes up when they think about, well, if God's created the world, why is there so much bad?
Bet problēma sākās tajā brīdī, kad viņi sāk apcerēt to, ka ja jau Dievs ir radījis šo te pasauli, kāpēc tajā ir tik daudz ļaunuma sliktā?
Right, so now you want to keep God in the supreme position, but at the same time you don't want him to get any blame for the world not being, you know, functioning so well.
Tātad no vienas puses ir vēlme raudzīties uz Dievu kā uz visaugstāko personību, un tajā pašā laikā ir vēlme nevainot viņu par to, ka šajā pasaulē kaut kas nenotiek tā, kā vajag.
So you don't want him to look like a bad manager or anything.
Jo cilvēki nevēlās, lai Dievs viņu acīs izskatītos kā slikts menedžers.
Right, or that he has like a black sense of humor.
Lai gan tur ir, vai arī, ka viņam ir kaut kāda melnā humora izjūta.
Right, so then generally speaking, to solve this problem, they deify God and separate him from the creation.
Un, lai risinātu šo problēmu, notiek process, kas saucās deifikācija, vai tas ir viņa dieva atšķiršana no problēmas, atdalīšana.
Right, so because he's separated, then he has nothing to do with the day-to-day running of the place.
Un, ja dievu mēs atdalam no tā visa, tad viņam nav nekāda saskara, nekāda daļa ar visu to, kas notiek ikdienā.
But at the same time, as he has no control.
Bet tajā pat laikā tas nozīmē, ka viņam nav arī kontrolas.
Right, so then, but people don't worry about this much because it's just a matter of you have faith and then that's all that's required.
Bet cilvēki daudz par to nesatraucās, jo galvenais viņi uzskata, ka ir ticība, kas ir nepieciešams.
Right? So therefore then the activities of this world then aren't really connected to God if we follow this line of logic.
Un ja mēs sakojam šajai loģikai, tad sanāk, ka notiekošais šajā pasaulē nav nekādā veidā saistīts ar Dievu.
Right, so either it's run by someone else.
Vai no kāds cits to visu te organizē?
Right, or it's just an illusion.
Vai arī tā ir ilūzija?
So then the problem comes is that if it's run by someone else, no need to connect anything here to the Lord.
Un problēma ir tāda, ja kāds to visu organizē un vada, tad nav nepieciešamība to saistīt ar Dievu.
Or if it's an illusion, there's also no need to get involved.
Un ja no otras puses, ja tā ir ilūzija, tad arī nav nekāda nepieciešamība iesaistīties tajā vai iesaistīt Dievu tajā.
So it's just faith is all that's required.
Un sanāk, ka ticība ir vienīgais, kas ir nepieciešams.
Right. Does that make sense? So what's happening is they're touching on parts of the philosophy correctly.
Un kas notiek, ka noteiktas filozofijas daļas tiek apskatītas pareizi.
But not completely.
Bet ne pilnībā.
And because of this incompleteness, that means the practice that they have will find incompleteness.
Un tā kā nav šī, ir šī te nepilnība, tad tas nozīmē, ka tā prakse, kurai viņi seko, arī ir nepilnīga.
Right? Because then the activities of this world aren't being connected to God.
Un darbības šajā pasaulē netiek saistītas ar Dievu.
Right? And so it then how do you define someone's a, you know, faithful?
Kā jūs definējat to, ka kāds ir ticīgs?
So simply if they have faith in God and they do nice things, they don't bother other people, then that's good.
Un tas notiek parasti tā, ka tiek skatīts, vai cilvēkam ir ticība Dievam, vai viņš dara jaukas lietas, kas nesatrauc citus cilvēkus, un tas ar to pietiek.
But then you have a problem. Nice things in this world, but this world's not controlled by God, so then what's the point of working nicely in someone else's place?
Bet tad problēma ir sakojošā. Ja jūs veicat, ja kāds veic jaukas lietas pasaulē, ko nekontrolē Dievs, tad kāda tam ir jēga veikt jaukas lietas pasaulē, ko kontrolē kāds cits?
Right, so basically you can do whatever you like here, as long as no one gets disturbed, then that's fine, you're a faithful person.
Un sanāk, ka ja vien, ja jūs darāt jebko, kas nesatrauc citus cilvēkus, tad ar to pietiek, jūs esat ticīgs cilvēks un jums ir ticība.
Is this, right? Is it understood? So there's a lot of holes in the philosophy here.
Un ir daudz trūkumu šādā filozofijā.
Because they can't function with this confidential element.
Jo šī filozofija nespēja funkcionēt saistībā ar šo te īpaši noslēpumaino elementu.
Right? If God's transcendental,
ja Dievs ir pārpasaulīgs,
that means he's transcendental.
Tas nozīmē, ka viņš ir pārpasaulīgs.
It means he's different from anything we know of and understand in the material world.
Tas nozīmē, ka viņš ir atšķirīgs no tā, ko mēs zinām un saprotam materiālajā pasaulē.
So weakness comes up when we try to analyze or understand God with our mundane intelligence based on mundane experience.
Un problēmas un trūkums sākās tajā brīdī, kad mēs ar savu laicīgo prātu un laicīgo pieredzi cenšamies saprast un analizēt Dievu.
Right? Because with mundane, the mundane perspective, two things can't happen at once.
Jo saskaņā ar laicīgo skatījumu divas lietas nevar notikt vienlaicīgi.
Right, someone may complain, no, but in quantum you can have two things happening.
Kāds var teikt, nē, 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 bet kvantu fizikā var notikt divas lietas vienlaicīgi.
You have two possibilities.
Jums ir divas iespējas.
But not two things happening.
Bet nenotiek divas lietas.
The box has not been opened, so Schrodinger's cat could be alive or could be dead. There's two possibilities. Not that there is an alive cat and a dead cat simultaneously in the box.
Tik ilgi, kamēr kaste nav atvērta, tikmēr ir divas iespējas. Vai nu kaķis, kas atrodas tajā kastē, ir dzīvs, vai tas kaķis ir beigts. Bet to mēs, bet tikai viena no tām iespējām parādās tajā brīdī, kad mēs atveram kasti.
Right? And even if they can accommodate two things happening at once, they're not the religionists. They're not the ones we're talking about.
And even if they can.
Even if the quantumist can acknowledge two things happening okay. at once,
un pat,
they're
ja,
not the religionists.
Jā, un pat, ja kvantu fizikas sekotājs atzīst to, ka divas lietas var notikt vienlaicīgi no viņu skatījuma, tad vienalga viņi nav religiozi cilvēki.
Right? So still we come back to the problem that the religionist is trying to understand God through their mundane experience.
Un atkal mēs atgriežamies pie problēmas, ka reliģijos cilvēks cenšas saprast Dievu ar savu laicīgo pieredzi.
So, I mean, of course, working from your position, working with your experience is not a problem in trying to contemplate God.
Tā nav nekāda problēma, jūs cenšaties apcerēt Dievu atbilstoši tai situācijai, kurā jūs atrodaties un atbilstoši tai pieredzei, kas jums ir.
The problem comes as if we think by that analyzation we will understand God, then that's the problem.
Problēma sāks tajā brīdī, ja mēs ticam, ka pateicoties šai apcerēšanai, mēs spēsim saprast Dievu.
Right? So then the idea is, okay, then it's just faith.
Un tad ir tikai ticība.
But the point is if you have faith, then God can reveal so that you can understand.
Bet, ja jums ir ticība, tas nozīmē, ka Dievs var atklāt jums kaut ko, un tad jūs to varat saprast.
Does that make sense? So all these things, they're kind of there, but not quite.
Un visas šīs lietas ir, no tām kaut kas ir, bet tās nav netiek pilnībā saprastas.
Right? God is separate from the creation, yes.
Dievs ir savrup no tā, ko viņš ir radījis, jā.
But he is controlling the creation.
Bet tāpat laikā viņš kontrolē to,
right.
ko viņš ir radījis.
Does that make sense? Because either you have, he's controlling it, so therefore things are bad, so he's, you know, not doing a good job, or he's a great guy, but he's not actually controlling it.
Un tad sanāk tā, ka ja viņš to kontrolē, bet notiek nepatīkamas lietas, tad viņš nav labs menedžers, vai arī viņš ir laba personība, bet viņam nav nekāda saistība ar to, kas šeit notiek.
Do you understand? Vai... You see where the shortness comes is that they accept part of the transcendental truth, but the other part they don't.
Saprotat, kāds ir trūkums šajā redzējumā? Tātad daļa no pārpasaulīgās patiesības tiek pieņemta, bet daļa trūkst.
Right? This is the confidential knowledge that the Lord's talking about.
Un šeit, 9. Nodaļā, ir tās pārpasaulīgās zināšanas, par kurām Dievs runā.
Because confidential knowledge is not happening without faith.
Tāpēc, ka pārpasaulīgas zināšanas netiek dotas, ja nav ticības.
So it's not that there's knowledge or there's faith.
Nav tā, ka ir zināšanas un ir ticība pats par sevi.
Of course, through knowledge you can't understand.
Protams, caur zināšanām jūs varat saprast.
It's only through faith. It's only through faith.
But tas ir, so through knowledge you can understand?
No, through knowledge you cannot understand.
Tātad caur zināšanām jūs nevarat saprast, jūs varat saprast tikai caur ticību.
It's only through faith.
Un tikai caur ticību.
But having that faith,
bet ja jums ir šī ticība,
by God's grace you can understand.
Pateicoties Dieva žēlastībai, jūs varat saprast.
That's the step that's not taken generally by a religionist.
Un tas ir tas solis, ko neveic reliģiozi cilvēki parasti.
That makes sense. So then, and if the whole position, God's position becomes questionable, of course, ultimately by faith they know he's the supreme, but how the world works in our relationship, that becomes very muddled.
Un, lai gan viņi atzīst, ka Dievs ir tā augstākā personība, bet kādā veidā visa šī pasaule darbojas saistībā ar Dievu, tas viss ir ļoti izplūdis.
And because of this muddlement, then it becomes very easy to get distracted from one's actual faith.
Un tā kā tas viss ir izplūdis, tad ir ļoti viegli, kad cilvēks tiek novirzīts no savas ticības.
right? So the Krishna here is revealing to Arjuna how you can maintain the faith and have the proper understanding so the proper activity will take place.
Un tātad šeit Krišna caur Arjunu izskaidro, kādā veidā, could you repeat that, through Arjuna, he explains how
he can have both this understanding
kā,
of faith
together. Kā vienlaicīgi ir iespējams saprast un uzturēt ticību.
Right? Because Krishna, it's through his energies that he does.
Tāpēc, ka caur savām enerģijām, ar kurām viņš rīkojas,
so through his energies he's managing this world.
Tātad viņš ar savām enerģijām vada šo pasauli.
Right. Maya runs the place.
So, Maya. Ar savām enerģijām, un tā ir Maya, kas visu šeit right. nosaka.
She does the day-to-day management.
Dienā Maya veic šo ikdienas managementu.
But she manages according to Krishna's laws.
Bet viņa to dara saskaņā ar Krišnas likumiem.
Right? So, it is his potency by which everything is happening.
Un tā ir viņa varenība, pateicoties, kurai viss notiek.
But he is a person is separate.
Bet viņš, kā personība, right. ir savrupa.
So that means you can see Krishna in everything.
Un tas nozīmē, ka jūs varat redzēt Krishnu jebkur.
Right? But it's because you see him there, he's there.
Bet un tā iemesla dēļ, ka jūs viņu tur redzat, viņš ir tur.
If you're not seeing him there, it's just his energies.
Un ja jūs viņu tur neredzat, tad vienkārši ir attēli.
Does that make sense? Means Hiranyakashipu.
Piemēram, Hiranyakashipu.
Right. He goes up to a pillar. He's got so many pillars in his palace.
Un viņš pieiet pie kolonas un tur tik daudz kolonu viņa pilī.
Any Nrisimhadevas jumping out of the pillars or all around, you know, it's always a problem, you know, it's everywhere he goes is a Nrisimhadeva popping out of the pillar like
Un vai tad ir tā, ka Nrisimhadevas vienmēr, tad, kad viņš pieiet pie kādas kolonas, lec ārā no kolonas, un tā ir regulāra problēma?
Right, and in fact, the engineers are getting, architects are getting a little worried because so many pillars have been broken, you know, what's going to hold the roof up?
Un rezultātā tad, vai tad ir tā, ka inženieri, arhitekti ir satraukti, jo tik daudz kolonas ir jau sadragāts, un kas tad turēs jumtu?
Right.
Vai ir tā?
No? Okay. So, why is it Nrisimhadeva is coming out of the pillar?
Kāpēc Nrisimhadevs iznāk ārā no kolonas?
Right. Means, the question has been asked by Hiranyakashipu to Prahlad Maharaj. He said, you know, this god of yours, where is he?
Hiranyakashipu jautā Prahlādam Maharājam, tas tavs dievs, kur tad viņš ir?
Right, he says he's everywhere.
Un atbilde ir, viņš ir visur.
Right, so then, where is this everywhere? Let's pick some everywhere.
Un kur tad tas ir visur? Nu, izvēlēsimies kaut ko no tā right. visur.
So is he in this pillar?
Vai viņš ir šajā kolonā?
Right, so Prahlad Maharaj can see the personality that is behind the potencies that are the pillar holding the ceiling up. So he sees the personality.
Un Prahlāds redz šo personību, kas ir aiz tās varenības, kas piemīt kolonai, kas spēj tad turēt to jumtu.
Right? Therefore, Nrisimhadeva comes out of the pillar.
Un tāpēc Nrisimhadevs iznāk ārā no kolonas.
Right? So the devotee can understand how the Lord is pervading everything, but at the same time how, as the person, he is behind how everything functions.
Un tādā veidā bhakta var saprast, kā Dievs caurstrāvo visu, un te pašā laikā, kā viņš ir savrupa no tā visa.
Right? Then there's no problem.
Un tad nav problēma.
Right? Otherwise, then there's so much convolution in the theology.
Convolution means?
Convoluted?
Yeah.
Convoluted means said, it's all kind of mixed up and
savādāk filozofijā vis tiek tā samečkāts un jā.
Yeah. Like that. Yeah, so then Krishna's pointing out is that he is something different than what we're used to.
Un tad šeit Krišna saka, ka viņš ir kaut kas savrup no tā, ko mēs redzam, kas ir.
Right. It means as the origin of everything, spiritual and material, he's beyond both.
Un lai gan viņš ir kā materiālā tā garīgā pirmavots, tad viņš ir ārpus tā visa, abiem tiem.
He manifests himself through his spiritual energy or his internal potency.
Viņš izpauž sevi caur savu ārējo enerģiju, caur savu garīgo enerģiju.
So but being the origin of the energy is still beyond.
Bet, lai gan viņš ir enerģiju avots, viņš ir ārpus savrupšīm enerģijām.
At the same time as being the energy and himself are non-different.
Tajā pašā laikā viņš pats un viņa enerģijas starp tām nav atšķirības.
Right? You know, just like a generator, it generates electricity.
Kā piemēram ģenerators, tas rada elektrību.
Right, so the electricity is non-different from the generator.
Un elektrība nav atšķirīga no ģeneratora.
At the same time, it's separate.
Un tāpat laikā tā ir.
So, Krishna is like that.
Un Krishna ir līdzīgi.
Right, he's beyond the potency.
Viņš ir ārpus savas varenības.
Like that. So, Prabhupāda's pointing out here, this is Krishna's mystic potency.
Un Prabhupāda šeit saka, ka tas ir Krishnas mistiskais spēks.
Right? This is mystical.
Un tā ir mistika.
It's factual, but it's happening.
Bet tas ir faktiski, un tas notiek.
Right? It seems contradictory, but it's happening.
Tas šķiet, ka tur ir pretruna, bet tas
right?
notiek.
Not mystical meaning, I don't know how it's working.
Tas nav tādā ziņā mistisks, ka es nezinu, kā tas darbojas.
Right. Does that make sense? It's very clear to define like that.
Un šeit tas ir ļoti skaidri definēts.
Is any questions?
Vai ir kādi jautājumi?
Yes.
Varētu, būs mikrofons.
The magic mic.
Когда...
No, no. See, the guy has to go across the room to turn it on.
Hare Krishna. Когда Прабхупада...
That's the magic.
Когда Прабхупада говорил, что ИСККОН – это не религия, это наука. Вот что он именно имел в виду под словом «наука»?
When Prabhupada said that ISKCON is not a religion, but the science, what exactly he meant by saying the science?
What is nauka?
Science.
Oh, it's in Bengali, means both. Okay. What does he mean by it's a science? Means it's not, see, is in general, because religion means what is the nature of something.
Reliģija nozīmē, kas ir kāda daba.
Right, we generally just take it down to that people are have faith and there's some ritual.
Un parasti mēs nonākam pie tā, ka cilvēkiem ir ticība un tad ir kādi rituāli.
But the point is religion is what's the inherent nature, unchanging nature in anything.
Bet reliģija ir tas, kas ir tā nemainīgā daba jebkamā.
Right, water is wet, fire is gives heat and light. That's dharma. That's religion.
Un reliģija, kā piemēram, ūdens gadījumā, ūdens ir slapšs, uguns dod gaismu un siltumu, un tā ir dharma, tā ir reliģija.
Right. So the religion of everything has been created by God.
Un jebkā reliģija, to ir radījis Dievs.
Right, so in nature, then everything acts according to its religion, and so therefore everything runs perfectly.
Un ja viss darbojas saskaņā ar savu dabu, jeb ar saskaņā ar savu reliģiju, tad viss ir perfekti darbojas.
Right. So now if man follows his natural religion, he also fits into this overall religion that's happening in the universe.
Un ja cilvēks sako savai dabiskajai reliģijai, tad viņš lieliski iedarās visā tajā reliģijā, kas ir ap viņu.
Right, but if man doesn't act according to his nature, then he creates problem by stopping the other living entities from doing their religion.
Bet ja cilvēks nedarbojas saskaņā ar savu reliģiju, tad viņš rada problēmas, jo viņš liedz pārējām dzīvām būtnēm darboties saskaņā ar to reliģiju.
Right, you cooperate with others' religious position, that's called piety. You don't, it's called impiety.
Un ja jūs esat saskaņā ar citu būtņu reliģiju, tad tas saucās dievbība, tikumība. Bet ja nē, tad netikumība.
You understand? So that's the definition of religion.
Saprotat, tā ir reliģijas definīcija.
Now how it's being contemporarily used.
Kā to tagad laicīgi lieto?
It means the particular faith and the way you express that faith is the religion.
ka noteikti veida ticība un tas, kā jūs izpaužat šo ticību, tas tiek saukts par reliģiju.
Right? Not the original position of it's the soul's nature as servant of God to therefore serve God.
Ne tā, ka dvēseles daba ir kalpot, sākotnējā daba ir kalpot Dievam.
Right? That's the sanatan or the eternal aspect of religion.
Tā ir sanatan, tātad reliģijas mūžīgais aspekts.
Right? But in the modern, the principle is not taken, it's the detail that is counted as religion.
Bet tajā laika, šodienas pasaulē, detaļa tiek uzskatīta par reliģiju, nevis reliģijas princips.
Right? So therefore, someone may be expressing that relationship with God through Christianity or Judaism or Islam or Buddhism. So that you can change.
Un to, ka kāds izpauž savas attiecības par Dievu, pret Dievu caur kristietību, jūdeismu, islāmu vai budismu, to jūs varat mainīt.
So we're not talking about that as religion.
Mēs nerunājam par to kā par reliģiju.
We're talking about that original form.
Mēs runājam par to sākotnējo formu.
That original form is the science.
Un tā sākotnējā forma ir zinātne.
In other words, we're saying, you know, the living entity is the soul is the eternal part and parcel of God.
Tātad mēs sakam, ka dzīvā būtne ir dvēsele, un dvēsele ir Dieva daļiņa.
And as part and parcel, they're servant.
Mūžīga. Un kā šī daļiņa, tā ir kalps.
Right? Yes? So that, and so the details of all that, that's the expansion of the science.
Un visas detaļas, kas attiecās uz to, tā ir vienkārši zinātnes izvērsums.
По большому счету я понял, что религия и наука это одно и то же, как вот.
I understood that religion and science is the same thing.
If you understand properly. If you don't understand, it's two different things.
Ja jūs to pareizi saprotat, ja jūs nesaprotat to pareizi, tās ir divas lietas.
Okay. Let us look at just take this. Going along the line what you're saying. Now, out in the world you have the scientist.
Piemērs, ārpusē pasaulē tur ir zinātnieki.
What is he doing?
Un ko tas zinātnieks dara?
He's observing the creation.
Viņš novēro to, kas ir radīts.
And he's documenting what particular consistencies or formulas he sees.
Un viņš dokumentē, pieraksta noteiktas formulas, ko viņš novēro, redz.
No? Okay. So, but the problem is he doesn't actually understand what is the religion or nature of the world.
Bet viņš patiesībā nesaprot, kāda ir šīs pasaules daba, jeb reliģija.
Right? So it's actually an impersonal form of science.
Un tā patiesībā ir zinātnes bezpersoniska forma.
Or even an illusory form.
Vai iluzora forma.
Because yes, those formulas are there, but those formulas are there because those are the laws of God and God has made it that way.
Jā, tās formulas ir, bet tās formulas saskaņā ir dabas likumiem, savukārt dabas likumi ir tāpēc, ka Dievs tos ir radījis.
Right? So, that you're looking with your senses, seeing things, that's not the problem.
Un tas, ka jūs ar savām maņām raugāties uz lietām un tās sajūta, tā nav problēma.
The problem is if one thinks that what I see with my senses, that's the absolute truth.
Problēma ir tad, ja tas, ko mēs redzam, ja kāds uzskata, ka tas, ko viņš apjēdz ar savām maņām, tā ir absolūtā patiesība.
Right, the absolute truth is on the transcendental platform, not on the sensual platform.
Absolūtā patiesība ir pārpasaulīgā līmenī, nevis maņu līmenī.
Right? So that the problem is there only taking that first step in science. There's another four levels.
Un tas ir tikai pirmais solis zinātnē, vēl ir četri līmeņi.
Right, so we take the fifth level, so it already includes the first level.
Un ja mēs ņemam piekto līmeni, tad tas automātiski ietver arī pirmo.
Right, and the religionist also, it's God's world. We're saying this is God's world, so how it functions, that's science.
Ja cilvēks ir reliģios un saka, tā ir Dieva pasaule, tā ir Dieva pasaule, tad kā tā funkcionē?
Right, but the point is the science defines what's going on.
Un tā ir zinātne, un zinātne nosaka, kā lietas notiek.
And then you're supposed to do something with that science.
Un tad jums ir kaut kas jādara ar šo zinātni.
Right? So that's the devotion.
Un tā ir sevis uzticēšana, tātad tā ir, jā, uzticēšana.
Right? Does that make sense? So your scientist functions at the first level of consciousness.
Zinātnieki, viņi darbojās apziņas pirmajā līmenī.
And your religionist functions at the second.
Un reliģiski cilvēki uz otrā līmeņa.
And if someone's following the Vedic culture, they may get to the third.
Un ja kāds darbojās vēdiskajā kultūrā, tad viņš var sasniegt trešo līmeni.
The variety of, you know, impersonalists and that, you know, following the Vedic, they can get to the fourth.
Un impersonalisti, un tie var tikt ceturtajā līmenī.
But only by devotion you can get to the fifth.
Bet tikai ar ticību, sevis uzticēšanu Dievam jūs varat tikt piektajā līmenī.
Right, so the science and religion are non-different.
Un zinātne un reliģija nav atšķirīgas.
But still, the religion means why you're doing something.
Bet jo tik un tā, reliģija nozīmē, kāpēc jūs darāt kaut ko.
The science is the facts.
Zinātne tie ir fakti.
Does that make sense?
Es šo budu apdomovat ja tad dalš.
I will contemplate it.
Okay, thank you. Right, in other words, for us, there's no problem of a difference between science and religion.
Mums nav nekādas problēmas jautājumā par atšķirību starp zinātni un reliģiju.
That makes sense. Yeah, for us it's not a problem, but for others it's a big problem because one, they don't want to acknowledge the supreme authority.
Bet citiem tā ir milzīga problēma, jo pirmkārt viņi neatzīst augstāko autoritāti.
Right. Or, you know, expand their practices to include all aspects of their life.
Didn't get? They expand their practices?
No, it means you have different reasons people aren't able to appreciate it. Yeah. So one of them is that they don't accept authority. Just what I see with my senses, that's the authority.
Tātad pirmais aspekts ir, ka viņi neatzīst augstāko autoritāti, un autoritāte viņiem ir tas, ko viņi spēj apiekt ar savām maņām.
Because right? Otherwise, you know, God's there, but what about, you know, we don't have to get involved with what's here.
Jā, labi, Dievs ir tur, bet God's there, but
means the faith that belongs to God, but my day-to-day activities and that's mine.
Ticība, tas ir attiecībā uz Dievu, bet manas ikdienas darbības, aktivitātes, tās ir manējās.
Right? So in other words, what we're being given, you know, through the parampara is this fifth level of consciousness, while everybody else is functioning on the first and second.
Un pateicoties paramparai, mums ir tiek dota tā apziņa, kas ir piektajā līmenī, kur pretī visi pārējie cilvēki darbojās pirmajā un otrajā līmenī.
Okay. That's why generally people talk about transcendental, and then about sense gratification or economics, justice, and all these kind of things.
Parasti cilvēki runā ir kaut kas pārpasaulīgs, un tad ir kaut kas laicīgs, kā taisnīgums, ekonomika.
Does that make sense? The third level is talking about what is the actual duty of the human being.
Trešais līmenis ir, kas tad ir cilvēka dzīvās būtnes patiesais pienākums.
You know what I'm saying? You know, the dog barks, the cat meows.
Kaķis ņauc un srei.
Now, what if we start a march down the street here? We get out our cards, you know, and our poles and chant and all kinds of things that why is it that, you know, we're limiting, you know, we're stereotyping, you know, the dogs and the cats and not allowing that freedom to choose for themselves and to, you know, expand their horizons of enjoyment and happiness.
Kāpēc gan mums nedoties tad protesta demonstrācijās, kurās mēs pieprasītu, ka kāpēc kaķi un suņi tiek ierobežoti savās vēlmēs izpausties un kāpēc mēs, jā, ierobežojam to?
Right?
Kāpēc tas ir nevis mēs, bet kāpēc tas ir ierobežots?
Because the point is it can't.
Tāpēc, ka būtība tāda, jūs nevarat to izmainīt.
Right. So human being has a nature of what they should be doing.
Un cilvēka dabai ir, cilvēkam ir noteikti daba, kas tam ir jādara.
But modern culture doesn't appreciate that.
Bet laicīgā kultūra to nesaprot.
You know what I'm saying? So unless you have some old world connection,
un
then,
old world connection means in this
that doesn't mean anything here, the old world or new world. Yeah, I don't know how to say this nicely.
It's here from the perspective of the States, it means Europe, yeah?
Yes, it means Europe, but it means Europe before, you know, the modern and the communistic and all those other things. Okay. That's the point. In other words, you know, you had nobility, you had duties, you had, you know, the country, you had all those.
Ja vien jums nav
that's what the old world.
Ja vien jums nav kaut kāda saikne ar tu jēzienu vecā pasauli tajā izpratnē, kāda bija Eiropa pirms visām šīm te modernajām lietām, kas šobrīd notiek Eiropā, kad pastāvēja tāda jēziena kā pienākums. Ja?
Yeah, does that make sense? So basically that's been 90, no, less than 90 years. Yeah, 95 years since there's been that experience.
Tātad 95 gadu atpakaļ beidzās šī te pieredze.
Does that make sense? You know, so the problem comes is that this concept that there's duties and things to do.
Un tā koncepcija, ka ir pienākumi, ka ir kaut kādas noteiktas lietas, kas ir jāveic.
Really just doesn't come into the consciousness of the common man.
Tās vispār neparādās laicīgā cilvēka apziņā.
So this third level of consciousness just is not even a reality.
Un šī īsta trešā līmeņa apziņa tāpat nav realitāte.
Therefore the question, no, but why do we have to follow all these Vedic things, isn't that, what do you call it, not practical, we're living in the West.
Jā, un tad parādās šie jautājumi, kāpēc gan mums jāsako kaut kādai vēdiskai kultūrai, jo mēs taču dzīvojam, tas nav praktiski, mēs dzīvojam rietumos.
Just to give a practical example for today.
Es jums minēšu vien praktisku piemēru.
It's hot like in India.
Ir karsti tā kā Indijā.
You're wearing a t-shirt.
Jūs esat teikraklā.
He's wearing a kurta.
Man ir kurta.
He looks like a gentleman.
Viņš izskatās kā džentlmenis.
You look like a slob.
Jūs izskatāties kā klaidonis.
You just look like something common scraped off the pavement of the street.
Jūs izskatāties kā kāds, kurš vienkārši tīri ietvi.
Does that make sense? So that means the Vedic culture can apply here because it is hot. But no one applies it because they're attached to their own culture and don't even know that the third level of consciousness even exists.
Vediskā kultūra ir pielietojama šeit, bet tā netiek pielietota tāpēc, ka cilvēki ir aizņemti ar kaut kādām savām lietām, un rezultātā viņi pat nesaprot, ka tas trešais līmenis eksistē.
Right? So therefore, oh, why do we have to do this Vedic? It's not for us. Yeah, it's not for you. You're a bunch of, you know, malechas and yabanas. It's not for you. But it's for the soul.
Un tāpēc ir šie jautājumi, jā, kāpēc mums tas vēdiskais viss jādara, jā, tas nav mums domāts, jā, tas nav jums domāts, tāpēc, ka jūs esam lečķi un jāvanas, bet tas ir domāts dvēselē.
You know, the Vedic culture was all over the world, but it hasn't been for a long time, so yes, it's been taken over by tribals.
Jā, ka savā laikā bija vēdiskā kultūra visā pasaulē, bet tagad kādu laiku tā nav, ilgu laiku nav bijusi, tāpēc, ka tu visu to pārņēmuši cilšu cilvēki.
Right? So the problem comes is tribals don't know about higher levels of consciousness.
Un problēma ir tā, ka ja cilvēks ir tādā cilts līmenī, tad viņš nesaprot neko par augstākiem apziņas līmeniem.
But the beauty of it all is the soul is transcendental to tribalness.
Bet skaistums ir tajā, ka dvēsele ir pārpasaulīga attiecībā par šo visu cilts līmeni.
Right? So that means any living entity can come to the topmost level of consciousness.
Tas nozīmē, ka kura dzīvā būtne var sasniegt visaugstāko apziņas līmeni.
One simply has to accept it.
Vienkārši tas ir jāpieņem.
Right? But the difficulty comes is the natural culture for someone in that transcendental consciousness is dealing with this world through the third level of consciousness.
Okay, natural culture of that
of the transcendentalist is
pārpasaulīgā cilvēka tā dabiskā kultūra. Natural culture is something difficult to translate. Natural culture means
natural is a problem or culture is a problem?
No, natural problem, both. Yeah. Yeah, if you are laughing, could you translate it for me?
No, I'm just saying it's funny because
but together, but actually,
otherwise make it into a phrase or something, or a full sentence, you know, instead of, if you don't have a word, just make it into a
So the natural culture of transcendentalists
means a transcendentalist, the natural culture that he functions at in this world is using the third level of consciousness, but with the fifth level of consciousness. He uses the mechanics of the third at the fifth level.
Tātad tas, kurš ir pārpasaulīga būtne šajā pasaulē, izmanto trešā līmeņa mehāniku, bet piektā līmeņa apziņu.
Right. But the problem is in the modern culture, there is no such thing as the third level of consciousness.
Bet problēma ir tāda, ka modernajā kultūrā nav tāda jēdziena kā trešā līmeņa apziņa.
Right. Therefore, the concept of Vedic culture being applied is totally foreign.
Un tāpēc tā ideja, ka vēdiskā kultūra, ka vēdisko kultūru varētu pielietot šajā kultūrā, ir pilnīgi nesaprotama, nepieņemama.
Let's say we discuss Krishna conscious duties.
Piemēram, mēs apspriežam Krišnas apziņas pienākumus.
A Krishna conscious social environment.
Vai Krišnas apziņas sociālo vidi.
Right? The discussions are always going to be about economics.
Un diskusija vienmēr būs par ekonomiku,
right, ethics,
ētiku
and justice.
Un taisnīgumu.
And who gets how much sense gratification?
Un kurš cik lielā mērā saņem kādus smaņu apmierinājumus?
Catch that? So the lowest level of consciousness, the sense gratification, and then the second level of economics, ethics and justice.
Tātad uzķērāt, ka zemākais līmenis ir maņu apmierināšana un otrais līmenis ir ekonomika, ētika un taisnīgums.
Right, but duties, that's just not, it's not on the cards, it's not part of the discussion.
Bet pienākumi, tā, tie vispār nav diskusijas sastāvdaļa.
Does that make sense? So that's why it becomes harder to understand the nature of religion. Because religion actually is the third level of consciousness, but it is being practiced in the contemporary environment simply at the second.
Un tāpēc ir grūti saprast reliģijas dabu, jo reliģija pati ir uz trešā līmeņa, bet to praktizē ar otrā līmeņa apziņu.
Does that make sense? So we come to learn of this through understanding there's Krishna conscious activities that are favorable, we have duties, all those proper elements of transcendental lifestyle.
Un mēs cenšamies saprast šos pareizos pārpasaulīgās dzīves veida elementus un cenšamies saprast to caur to, ka ir noteikti Krišnas apziņas pienākumi, Krishna conscious duties, Krishna conscious, what else you mentioned?
Yeah, basically duties in connection with the understanding.
Tātad pamatā ir pienākumi saistībā ar izpratni.
Does that make sense? And then from that, we can translate it into the external or the material.
Un tad no tā, to mēs varam tad virzīt tālāk vai pielietot kādām ārējām lietām.
Does that make sense? So we function at these, you know, in our natural local state. Or native state.
Tad mēs funkcionējam savā lokālajā dabiskajā vidē vai stāvoklī.
At these first two levels of consciousness.
Pamatojoties uz šiem te pirmajiem diviem apziņas līmeņiem.
That's the conditioning.
Un tas nozīmē, ka mēs esam apstākļu ierobežoti.
But the soul is beyond conditioning.
Bet dvēseli ir ārpus apstākļu ierobežojuma.
So the soul's natural position is the fifth level of consciousness.
Un dvēseles dabiskais stāvoklis ir, ka tā ir piektajā apziņas līmenī.
Right. So as we develop that fifth level of consciousness, or Krishna consciousness.
Un attīstot šo te piekto, jeb Krišnas apziņas līmeni.
And we become comfortable with the practices of Krishna consciousness.
Un mums kļūst ērti praktizēt Krišnas apziņu.
Right. Then we're able to expand the application of the Krishna consciousness through all the other aspects of our life.
Un tad mēs varam pārnest šo te Krišnas apziņas principu pielietojumu uz visām pārējām izpausmēm savā dzīvē.
Right. Therefore, Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha, we're able to apply Krishna consciousness within those fields.
Un tāpēc Dharma, Artha, Kama un Moksha, mēs spējam pielietot Krišnas apziņu visos šajos aspektos.
Does that make sense? Just explaining why, you know, we're not a religion, meaning the modern practice, which is just artha.
Un tāpēc es centos izskaidrot, ka mēs neesam reliģija modernā izpratnē, kas ir tikai artha.
And we're not the how you say materialistic Vedic concept where it's dharma.
Un mēs neesam materialistiskais vēdiskais koncepts, kur tas ir tikai dharma.
Right? But religion means the natural position of the soul as servant of God.
Reliģija nozīmē dvēseles dabiskais stāvoklis, ka tā ir Krišnas, Krišnas dieva kalps.
That makes sense? Yeah. So that's the position. Then that can be applied within the material world.
Un tad to var pielietot materiālajā pasaulē.
Right? So dharma in the material world looks like sanatan dharma without the devotion.
Dharma materiālajā pasaulē izskatās, ka sanātan dharma bez sevis uzticēšanas Dievam.
Right? In other words, the people are living a pious lifestyle, a Vedic lifestyle, but not offering it to God.
Citiem vārdiem, cilvēki dzīvo tikumīgu dzīvesveidu, bet nepiedāvā savu dzīvi, savus darbības Dievam.
Right? So it's dharma.
Tā ir dharma.
But it's material.
Bet tā ir materiāla.
But in the spiritual world, they practice the same activities. But all in connection with Krishna.
Bet garīgajā pasaulē viņi veic visas tās pašas darbības, bet visas tās ir saistībā ar Krišnu.
But that's sanatana dharma.
Bet tā ir sanatana dharma.
Right? So someone who understands can practice sanatana dharma here.
Un tas, kurš to saprot, var praktizēt sanatana dharmu šeit.
Right? That's what the acharyas are doing, showing how to practice sanatana dharma here.
Un tā, to mums rādīja acārī, viņi praktizēja sanatana dharmu atrodoties šeit.
Right? So therefore it's a science, it's not a religion.
Un tāpēc tā ir zinātne, tā nav reliģija.
It's not a religion, it's religion.
Tā nav viena no reliģijām, tā ir reliģija, šī vārda, right. Pilnā izpratnē.
Does that make sense?
Nu da, ja domāju, ja poņel, što kada Prabhupāda atvišal na vopros pra reliģiju, on... старался ответить репортеру с его уровнем знания. Но сам Прабхупада имеет в виду, что религия и есть наука.
As I understand, when Prabhupada answered this question, he did it trying to accept that level on which that particular questioner was, that reporter. But he himself thought it and as he understood it as a science, religion as a science.
No, it is a science. But the point is, as we said, you have the simultaneously difference and non-difference.
Kā ir teikts, ka vienlaicīgi ir atšķirība un nav atšķirības.
There's the science of Krishna consciousness.
Ir Krišnas apziņas zinātne.
And the natural religion of the soul to serve God.
Un tad ir dvēseles dabiskā reliģija kalpot Dievam.
Right? Religion means the inherent nature.
Reliģija nozīmē tā neatņemamā daba.
Right? So there's a science of that religion.
Un šai reliģijai ir zinātne. Attiecībā uz šo right? reliģiju ir zinātne.
Just like you have the philosophy of Krishna consciousness.
Kā, piemēram, ir Krišnas apziņas filozofija.
Right? Then you have the practice of that philosophy.
Un tad ir prakse, šīs filozofijas prakse.
You understand? So, the problem is if you see the philosophy but don't apply it or are applying it but don't understand its the philosophy, then you get a difficulty.
Grūtības sākas tajā brīdī, ka ja jūs saprotat filozofiju, bet to nepielietojat vai arī kaut ko darāt bez izpratnes, un, bet jums nav filozofiskās izpratnes, tad sākas grūtības.
You understand? Okay. Yeah, it means you have to have both.
Tātad jums ir abi.
You know, it means we can explain why things are done.
Mēs varam izskaidrot, kāpēc lietas tiek veiktas.
You know what I'm saying? How many in religion can explain why they're doing what they're doing?
Cik daudz cilvēki reliģijā var izskaidrot to, kāpēc viņi dara to, ko viņi dara?
Some things, but most they can't.
Dažas lietas var, bet pārsvarā nē.
So the science has been lost.
Un zinātne ir pazudusi.
Right? They keep the faith, but the science has been lost.
Viņi uztur ticību, bet zinātne ir pazudusi.
Right? So therefore, faith without the science of the religion philosophy, that's what's left as your modern day religion.
Un mūsdienu reliģijā, kas tad ir palikusi tikai ticība, bez zinātnes, bez filozofijas, uz kā šī ticība balstās.
That can change.
That can change me.
Meaning this, what's left means these remnants of real religion and philosophy that's left.
Un tas ir īstās reliģijas, īstās filozofijas paliekas, kas ir palikušas.
Right? In modern day practice.
Un tā mūsdienu praksē, tas ir...
That you can change.
Un to jūs varat izmainīt.
No? But Sanatana Dharma, that's what every living entity is to be engaged in.
Bet Sanatana Dharma, tas ir tas, kur katra dzīvā būtne ir iesaistīta.
Because, you know, some sense? Sure.
То есть все, что нам Прабхупада дал, все арати, все служение имеет все под собой научное объяснение. Так.
Does it mean that everything Prabhupada gave us, for instance, arati and other things, are based on scientific explanation?
Yes. But scientific means the fifth level of consciousness, not the first.
Jā, bet zinātnisks nozīmē piektā līmeņa apziņa, nevis pirmā līmeņa apziņa.
So to appreciate that science, we have to be on the fifth level. Of...
It helps.
Okay.
It helps. So in other words, it's like this. If I say, okay, why do we do, you know, have the fan? You know, in the Arctic.
Piemēram, es saku, kāpēc mums ir vēdeklis Arktī laikā?
Right, I mean, the point is, as Krishna's making, is that he pervades everything, but he's a person beyond that.
Būtība ir, ka Krishna šeit saka, ka viņš caurstravo visu, bet kā personība viņš ir ārpus tā.
Right? So, therefore, the point of the fan is that by fanning the fan, it creates a cool breeze, which is pleasing to the Lord, who's standing there.
Un būtība ir, ka veicot darbības kustības ar šo vēdekli, tas rāda patīkamas vēsa gaismas gaisa straumes, kas ir patīkamas kungam.
Right? But we'll say, no, what's the scientific reason?
Bet mēs sakam, nē, bet kāds ir zinātniskais iemesls?
That is the scientific reason.
Bet tas ir tas zinātniskais iemesls.
You're trying to please God, and you're pleasing God through it's hot, you create a nice breeze, and therefore he's happy.
Jūs cenšaties iepriecināt Dievu un dotajā situācijā, jūs karstā telpā padarot to pušot it kā tādu vēsāku gaisu, jūs iepriecināt Dievu.
No, but then, you know, there's the wind and the fan and there's the fire and the things, so the earth, water, fire, air, ether, all that's being engaged in the Lord. You know, then like that. That's the lower level of consciousness.
Bet tad ir kāds saka, nē, bet tur ir gaiss un tur ir uguns un tad ir telpa un ēters un tas viss miedarbojas un tas kaut kā saistīts ar Dievu. Nē, šāds redzējums tas ir zemāks.
Right? Because it becomes impersonal.
Tāpēc, ka tajā pirmajā tas ir personisks.
So our idea is science must be impersonal. Means the modern idea is science must be impersonal.
Tātad tas ir zemāks līmenis, tāpēc, ka tas ir impersonāls. Un mūsdienu zinātnes ideja ir būt impersonālam.
But you can explain it like that, on that level.
Jūs varat
the Vedas can explain all these down to details that'll drive you crazy.
Jūs varat visas šīs detaļas var izskaidrot un Vedas var izskaidrot jebkuru aspektu tā, ka jūs traks paliksiet beigās.
Right. But the point is God is beyond all that.
Bet būtība ir tāda, ka Dievs te ir ārpus visa tā.
Right. So therefore the point is that the relationship with the soul as a person, with God as a person.
Un tāpēc būtība, ka ir attiecības starp dvēseli kā personību un Dievu kā personību.
It's a higher level of consciousness.
Un tas ir augstāks apziņas līmenis.
Does that make sense?
Vai izsekojāt?
So that's, yes, we can explain everything, but our interest is in what is connected to the Lord.
Jā, mēs varam izskaidrot jebko, bet tas, kas mūs interesē, kā būt saistītam ar Dievu.
Because do you really want to get down into atomic theory?
Tāpēc, ka reāli jūs nonākat līdz atomiskai teorijai.
Right. Hume had a problem.
Un tad ir cilvēkam ir problēmas.
Right, because he wasn't sure if the floor was actually there or not.
Un tad viņš īsti nevar saprast, vai tad pastāv pa grīda patiesībā vai nepastāv.
Right, because it's just atoms and all the atoms are moving, so is the floor really there or not? So if you want to, you know, keep yourself up at night with those things, then you can get into it. But the real point is that it's all connected with the Lord as a person.
Jo tad iznāk, ka visi atomi kustās, un ja visi atomi kustās, un grīda sastāv no atomiem, tad šī grīda tad kustās, vai tad vispār tur ir tā grīda. Un ja jūs gribat sevi nodarbināt visas nakts garumā ar to, tad jūs varat tā darīt, bet mūs interesē attiecības ar Dievu.
You know, we can explain it at that level, but, you know, if you like being bored, then we can.
Tātad, ja jūs, mēs varam izskaidrot visu līdz pat šim te atomārajam līmenim.
But the point is we're here because we've had enough of that our whole life and we're looking for something beyond, which is the personal.
Bet iemesls, kāpēc mēs esam šeit, ka visu savu dzīvi jūs esat mēģinājuši skatīties uz lietām tieši no šā te skatu punkta un ja vēlties kaut ko, kas ir ārpus tā, tāpēc notiek šī saruna.
Yes, no, maybe.
Ja domāju, da.
I think yes.
Okay. So, something else? Yes, this side.
It's a question is about women's role in society. That I have seen that many women...
About women's?
Women's, like, religious behavior. That I have seen that many women who come in contact with Krishna consciousness, they actually like and accept the things mentioned in the scriptures, the differences between men and women, their different roles and duties. But the problem in modern society that many women are not protected protected as women so that they can act like, so well, maybe in some areas in their life they can act as women, but then in some other areas they have to fight for themselves, they have their life is rough. So in this situation, like, what is the proper religious behavior and proper duties?
Jautājums ir par to, kādā, ņemot vairāk, ka mūsdienu sabiedrībā sievietes ir neaizsargātas un viņas tikai daļai var veikt tos savus pienākumus, kas ir aprakstīti rakstos, tad kā lai kaut gan viņām patīk Krišņas apziņu un viņas cenšās tam sekot, bet kā tad viņām šajā modernajā laikmetā, kādas tad ir sievietes pienākumi, kā tad viņiem tos veikt?
The basic principle is that everything is connected to Krishna.
Pamat princips ir, ka viss ir saistīts, jābūt saistībā ar Krishna.
You know, whether the culture is there and it's full state or not, the principle is connecting whatever you're doing to Krishna.
Neatkarīgi no tā, vai tā kultūra izpaužās pareizā kultūra pilnībā vai nē, viss, ko jūs darāt, visam tam ir jābūt saistītam ar Krishna.
Right, 'cause that's what remains.
Tas ir princips un tas ir tas, kas paliek jebkuros apstākļos.
You know, it's just like the principle is you'll eat.
Ka princips ir jūs ēdat.
Right, you require food to maintain life.
Jums ir nepieciešama barība, lai uzturētu dzīvību.
Depending upon the situation, you may have better food or not, or more or less, or a variety of what it is.
Atkarībā no situācijas, jums var būt mazāk vai vairāk ēdamā, un tas var būt dažādāks vai vienveidīgāks.
Does that make sense? So, the principle is, whatever you're doing, you have to be God conscious.
Princips ir, lai ko jūs darītu, jums ir jābūt Dieva apziņā.
So the reason that the cultural elements are given is because we're conditioned and we feel comfortable if the social environment we are feeling safe within.
Un tie kultūras aspekti tiek dot tāpēc, ka tā kā mēs esam apstākļi ierobežoti, tad mēs vēlamies, lai norises notiktu tādā veidā, ka mēs jūtamies droši jebkurā situācijā.
Right, means the social situation technically can't help the soul.
Sociālā situācija tehniski nevar palīdzēt dvēselē.
Let's say you've made yourself a position in society, you're respected.
Piemēram, jūs esat panākusi sev noteiktu stāvokli sabiedrībā, jūs respektē.
Will that satisfy the soul?
Vai tas apmierinās dvēseli?
Will that protect you from death?
Vai tas jūs aizsargās no nāves?
What about your money?
Un kā ar jūsu naudu?
Will that protect you from death?
Vai tā aizsargās jūs
no nāves?
Un kā māja?
It's a nice house.
Brīnišķīga māja.
Great furniture.
Brilliant mebels.
Nice pictures on the wall.
Brīnišķīgas glāznes.
Great rug.
Paklājs skaists.
So will it save you from death?
Vai tas paglābs jūs no nāves?
You understand? So therefore it's just we're comfortable to think about Krishna if the situation is peaceful.
Un tāpēc mums ir ērti domāt par Krišnu, ja situācija ir tāda mierpilna.
Does that make sense? So the modern defines what should be nice.
Un modernais definē to, kam vajadzētu būt skaistam.
Right. People are you know, thinking in various kind of romantic ways of how if the world was like this, wouldn't it be great? And if it was like that, you know, is it, you know, all the swords are turned into plowshares and everything like that. It means, you know, people say that, but do they want to be farmers? Is that the reality? You know,
un, tad ir, un tad cilvēki apcer to, kā būtu skaisti, kādas izmaiņas vajadzētu veikt pasaulē, un tad nāk tāda teiciena, ka tas būtu skaisti visus zobenus pārkalt arklos, bet ko tas nozīmē, vai viņi visi grib būt zemnieki?
You know, modern matter probably more prefer that this sword was turned into, you know, like a Ferrari or something. You know?
Šī laika cilvēkiem vairāk patikt, jo šie zobeni tiks pārtaisīti par Ferrari, piemēram.
You know what I'm saying? So the problem comes is that we're comfortable in that environment, but it doesn't actually create comfort, because if
Jā, būtība ir tāda, mēs atkal šķietam esam, mēs jūtamies ērti tajā vidē, bet patiesībā vai tā vide rada šo ērtību vai šo komfortu mums?
It means up to the 40s there was some kind of form and regulation.
Form and regulation
up to the 40s.
Yeah, but what does it mean form and regulation?
Form and regulation, social form and regulation, okay. Social norms.
Jā, apmēram līdz 40. Gadiem sabiedrībā pastāvēja noteikti sociālās normas, kas regulēja sabiedrību.
You know, based on old traditions that go back thousands of years.
Un tās sakņojās tūkstošiem gadu senās tradīcijās.
In the 50s they were breaking those, but it wasn't official, they were just doing it.
50. Gados viņi jau atkāpās no tā visu, bet vēl tas nebija oficiāli akceptēts.
Right, but in the 60s, 70s, then that was the thing to officially make it that breaking those old norms is the standard.
Bet 60. 70. Jau oficiāli tika pasludināts, ka veco normu laušana tas ir standards.
Right, so now kind of those things that they established then are just normal stuff now.
Un tad, kad tās lietas tika iedibinātas tad, un tagad tā ir norma.
Is everybody happy?
Vai kāds ir, vai visi ir laimīgi?
Is it better? Can you say that the man of 2013 is like light years more happy than the man, you know, before the 40s?
Un vai jūs varat teikt, ka cilvēks 2013. Gadā ir daudz gaismas gadus priekšā savā laimes sajūtā nekā cilvēki pirms 40. Gadiem?
He has better food.
Ka mums ir labāks sēdamais.
Better living conditions.
Labāki dzīves apstākļi.
Better family relationships.
Labākas ģimenes attiecības.
Right?
Vai tā ir?
So, therefore, that's what we mean, is that the modern concept, it hasn't worked.
Un tas
remember, rada, 1960 is 50 years ago. Now, that's old. That's really old. So, just as you can say, you know, before in the 60s, oh, that's so old, you're following, you know, rules of the 40s. That's only 20 years. Now, it's 50 years. Can't we say, following that liberal thing of the 60s, that is so old and archaic. When are you going to get over it?
Un 60. Gados attiecībā par 40. Gadiem tika teikts, o, tas ir tik ļoti sen. Tagad ir pagājuši 50 gadi, kopš tā tika veikts izmaiņas 60. Gados. So 50 years are over and...
Isn't it time to move on? You know?
Vai nebūtu laiks kaut ko pamainīt?
Isn't that attachment? Isn't that being archaic? That vai you're trying to follow all these old things, you know?
Vai tas nav kaut kas ļoti arhaisks sekot šīm te vecajām lietām?
No?
Nebūtu laiks to teikt.
But the point is so the Vedas give a social system that doesn't get old.
Bet būtība, ka Vedas mums sniedz sociālo sistēmu, kas nekļūst veca.
Right? Brahma in the beginning is using it. It works.
Brahma no paša sākuma to pielietoja un
in the Satyuga they use it. It works.
Satya Yuga, tai sekoju, un tā nes rezultātus.
Lord Ramachandra is using it in Treta Yuga, it works.
Kungs Ramachandra to izmantoja Treta Yuga, un tā nes rezultātu.
Krishna is using it in the Dvapara Yuga, and it's working.
Krishna pielietoja to Dvapara Yuga, un bija rezultāti.
Right? And all the acharyas and great devotees are using it in the Kali Yuga, and it works.
Un dižana acharyas un bhaktas to pielieto Kali Yuga, un ir rezultāti.
So it always works.
Tā vienmēr ir rezultāti.
But people feel that they'll be comfortable in this, you know, how you say, subcultural strata.
Bet cilvēkiem ir ideja un doma, ka viņi varētu justies komfortablāki šajā te ārpus kultūras līmenī.
When they say, if I have that, I have my independence, I have my this, I have my that, then I'll be happy, but the problem is no one's happy.
Ka, ja man būs mana neatkarība, tad es būšu laimīgs, bet problēma ir tā, ka neviens nav laimīgs.
Right? So, what to do?
Un ko tad darīt?
Because there's that faith that if I do whatever I feel I want to do, I'll be happy, rather than what actually makes people happy.
Ja ir tā, ja ir tas, tā, ka cilvēki domā, ka ja es darīšu to, ko es vēlos darīt, tad es būšu laimīgs. Nevis, ja es būšu ka es būšu laimīgs, tad ja es darīšu to, kas man ir jādara.
Does that make sense? So the point is it doesn't matter whether you're able to follow the culture in its, you know, original form or in whatever kind of speculative form is there. If you don't connect it to Krishna, it's useless.
Nav svarīgi tas, vai jūs spējat sekot tai sākotnējai kultūrai tajā formā, kā tā bija sākotnē vai kādā tādā izkropļotā veidā. Ja tā nav saistīta ar Krishnu, tas, ko jūs darāt, nav saistīts ar Krishnu, tad tas viss ir bezjēdzīgi.
Right? Does that make sense? So if it's connected to Krishna, then it's nice.
Un ja tas ir saistīts ar Krishnu, tad tas ir jauki.
Does that make sense?
But if in some particular community or society, if men are complaining that women are not properly behaved, but they themselves are not taking care of
them. Yeah, of course. It's just a reflection, so therefore...
Komentāri jautājums bija, bet vīrieši pārmet sievietēm, ka tās neveic savus pienākumus, gan vīrieši paši neveic savus pienākumus. Makarīši saka, tas ir vienkārši, tas ir atspulgs.
Right. The point is that, how you say, that means there's inherent nature, that's what we were talking before with Prabhu's question, is that the nature is there. So they want to talk about women's duties, and they have to talk about what's the nature of women.
Mēs runājam, ir dzīvās būtnes sākotnējā neatņemamā daba. Ja mēs gribam runāt par sievietes pienākumiem, tad mums ir jārunā par sievietes dabu.
And then with the nature of women comes the nature of men.
Un tad saistība... Tad,
I think from... Means the two go together.
Yeah, un tad saistībā ar sievietes dabu mums jārunā par vīriešu dabu.
Right. Means so to understand one you have to understand the other.
Lai saprastu vienu, jums ir jāsaprot otrs.
Right? But in this conversation there's no trying to understand what one or the other is.
Un šajā sarunā nav uzdevums saprast, kas ir viens vai otrs.
Right, some external manifestations are looked at.
Dažas kādas ārējās izpausmes, tas ir tas, uz ko mēs raugāmies.
Okay, you know, like the ladies should dress in a certain way.
Kā piemēram, sievietei ir jāģērbjas noteiktā veidā.
Would that work as an example?
Vai tas palīdz kā piemērs?
But the point is the feminine nature is trying to look, you know, beautiful, look attractive.
Bet sievietes daba ir izskatīties pievilcīgai.
So the point is that you want the lady to dress in a certain way, how much facility does she have to dress in that way?
Un tas nozīmē, jūs vēlties, lai sieviete ģērbjas noteiktā veidā, tad jautājums, cik daudz jūs nodrošinat to ērtības un to visu nepieciešamo, kas tam ir vajadzīgs, lai viņa varētu ģērbties tādā veidā.
How many saris does she have? How many earrings and bangles and all those things?
Cik daudz sari viņa ir? Cik viņa ir dažādi šie te roku riņķi un kāju riņķi un tā tālāk?
Right? So since a woman needs variety...
Un tā kā sievietes nozīmē daudzveidība.
So that's also part of the nature.
Un tā daudzveidība, tā arī ir daļa no dabas.
So if you don't create the facilities for variety in that particular dress and lifestyle, then how can one expect that it will be there?
Un ja jūs nespējat nodrošināt un radīt to, ka ir šī daudzveidība šajā konkrētajā ģērbšanās veidā, tad kā gan jūs varat to sagaidīt tur?
Right. How often does the man tell her that she looks nice?
Un cik gan bieži vīrietis saka sievietei, ka viņa izskatās skaisti?
The woman dresses in that way because people think it looks nice.
Sievieti ģērbjās tādā veidā, tāpēc, ka cilvēki uzskata, ka tas ir skaisti.
Right, so if the men don't think it looks nice, why you'll dress like that?
Un ja vīrietis neuzskata, ka tas ir skaisti, tad kāpēc viņam ģērbties tādā veidā?
So that's part of the picture.
Un tā ir daļa no kopējās bildes.
You know what I'm saying? It's like you can't not put petrol in your car and then complain it's not running.
Jūs nevarat būt tā, ka jūs neieliet mašīnā benzīnu un pēc tam žēlojieties par to, ka mašīna nebrauc.
You understand? That's the problem.
Tā ir problēma.
You know what I'm saying? So, that's what we're saying. So, you have to focus on the important element is connected to Krishna.
Un jums ir jākoncentrējas, jāfokusējās uz svarīgo elementu, un tas ir saistība ar Krishna.
If you do that, things run very smoothly.
Un ja jūs to darīsiet, tad lietas ritējas jauki.
And no matter how simple the culture may be, it still works because it's connected to Krishna.
Un nav svarīgi, cik vienkārši vai primitīva ir kultūra, tas vienalga nesīs rezultātus, ja tas būs saistīts ar Krishna.
Difficulty comes when you want to make things more sophisticated.
Grūtība rodas tajā brīdī, kad jūs vēlaties padarīt lietas daudz smalkākas.
Right, but then the problem comes is if sophistication means the modern culture, then it becomes a problem.
Bet, ja ar to mēs domājam laicību moderno kultūru, šo te smalkumu vai izsmalcinātību, tad mēs redzam, kāda ir problēma.
Right, you know, instead of sophistication coming from the Vedic culture.
Ja vien tā nav, tā izsmalcinātība, kas nāk no vediskās kultūras.
Because the Vedic culture sophistication comes from the, what do you call it? Nature.
It comes from
nature.
Tāpēc, ka vēdiskās kultūras tā izsmalcinātība, tā nāk
modern,
no dabas.
It comes from speculation.
Savukārt, modernā, sauktā smalkums izsmalcinātība nāk no vienkāršiem prātojumiem.
Does that make sense? You know, so these things aren't considered. You know, just like, let's say, you want to look good, so therefore you get a tattoo.
Tas netiek vispār apskatīts, un, piemēram, jūs gribat izskatīties labi, un tāpēc jūs iztaisat sev tetovējumu.
Problem is, tattoos don't go away.
Problēma ar tetovējumiem ir, ka no tiem nevar tikt vaļā.
That means no variety.
Un tas nozīmē, ka nav daudzveidības.
So no matter how nice the tattoo is, you can't take it off. So it gets really old after a while.
Un lai cik nebūtu jauks tas tetovējums, jūs nevarat to noņemt nost, un pēc kaut kāda laika tas kļūst vecs.
You know, it's great now, it's the fashion, you know, a couple of years ago, but 20 years from now, are they going to be happy with the same tattoo?
Un labi, tagad jums ir tetovējums, pāris gadus jums tas patīk, bet vai pēc 20 gadiem jums tas sagādās prieku?
You understand? So it's a problem.
Un tā ir problēma.
You know, saying that's the problem with the modern concept. It's the speculative. It looks like it's good, but it doesn't actually work in the long run.
Tas tā ir problēma ar šī te, ar to laicīgo skatījumu. Tas izskatās, ka tas ir it kā īstermiņā labs, bet ilgtermiņā nē.
20 pairs of shoes, they're there. You can keep them for 20 years, but you can change them. But tattoos, you can't.
Jums ir 20 pāri apavi, tad jūs tos varat turēt 20 gadus, jo jūs varat tos mainīt, bet ne jau tetovējumu.
Any sense? Plus, shoes hurt a little less. Shoes hurt a little less.
Jā, un pluss ir tāds, ka apavi sāp mazāk.
Yeah. Except for some of those Louboutin shoes. Those are pretty wild. But
jā, ir noteikti veidi apavi, kas ir diezgan sāpīgi nesāt kurs.
Yes.
Uh, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Bieži vien ievērojot striktus principus, cilvēki sabojā attiecības viens ar otru un ar sabiedrību. Jautājums, vai principi ir augstāki par attiecībām, vai tomēr attiecības ir augstākas par principiem?
What is higher, principle following certain principles or relationships? Because I have noticed that strictly following certain principles, relationships with relatives or society get spoiled.
No, that's because you're mistaking principles for details.
Tas ir tāpēc, ka jūs par principiem uzskatāt detaļas.
So you're following details and therefore relationships are being strained.
Jūs sakojat detaļām un tāpēc ir problēmas ar attiecībām.
Right? Means the detail is to for the purpose of accomplishing a principle.
Detaļa ir domāta tāpēc, lai īstenotu principu.
But trying to understand the principle, that's not popular.
Bet cenšanās saprast principu, tas nav populāri.
Because the principle means you have to think about it.
Tāpēc, ka princips nozīmē, jums par to ir jādomā.
You know, a detail is obvious, it's right there, you can see it with your senses.
Un detaļa ir acīm redzama ar savām maņām, jūs to varat redzēt, sajust.
But the principle is subtle.
Bet princips ir smalks.
Right? So that takes thinking, contemplation, and in the modern scientific world, no one really likes to think.
Un tas prasa apcerēt, domāt, bet modernajā zinātniskajā pasaulē cilvēkiem nepatīk domāt.
In other words, people think in their occupation, but no one wants to think in their lifestyle.
Citiem vārdiem sakot, cilvēki savā darbā, viņi domā, bet savā dzīves stilā, dzīves veidā viņi nedomā.
Right? So therefore, all these regulations that you talked about in the relationship, that's in the lifestyle. So nobody likes to think.
Un visi tie ierobežojumi, par kuriem runāja, tas attiecās uz dzīvesveidu, bet tur nav paradums domāt.
Does that make sense?
Vai tas nozīmē, ka mēs vienkārši esam slinki, iekārs pilni un egoistiski?
Does it mean that we are lazy, lusty, selfish?
That's the verse. Manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya means in this age we're lazy on all levels.
Jā, tas ir pāns, ka šajā laikmetā mēs esam slinki visos līmeņos.
That's the natural conditioning.
Un tas ir tas, kā mēs esam ierobežoti.
But the soul is separate from that.
Bet dvēsele ir ārpus tā.
Right? So therefore, by having a God-conscious understanding and God-conscious practices, one can purify oneself and then one is able to appreciate the science of Krishna consciousness.
Un tāpēc, ja cilvēks attīra savu, tad ja cilvēkam ir Krišnas apziņa un viņš veic Krišnas, veic praktizē darbības Krišnas apziņā, tad viņš pakāpeniski var attīrīties un saprast zinātni, kas aiz tā viss ir.
Right. Does that make sense? So, yeah. So therefore, just by following the process, all these things will come naturally.
Un tāpēc vienkārši sekojot procesam, visas šīs lietas nāk dabiskā veidā.
But it doesn't mean that the material side of one's life will go well.
Bet tas nenozīmē, ka cilvēka dzīves materiālā puse automātiski ritēs labi.
But you don't have to worry. It doesn't go well anyway.
Bet jums nav jāsatraucās, jo nekādā gadījumā tā nenoritēs labi.
The devotee is complaining the relationships don't work.
Bhaktas sūdzās par to, ka attiecības nedarbojas.
But it's not working for the non-devotees either.
Bet tās arī nav labas nebaktām.
It's just not working.
Vienkārši
it's
nedarbojas.
Not a devotee problem.
Tā nav tikai baktu problēma.
Yeah? So, therefore, as you progress in Krishna consciousness, your understanding of devotees, appreciation of devotees will increase, therefore the relationships will develop. So as you advance in Krishna consciousness, the relationships will develop.
Un jo vairāk jūs praktizēsiet Krišnas apziņu, jo vairāk jūs spēsiet novērtēt un saprast baktas un jo vairāk tad arī jūs tālāk progresēsiet.
Right. Because on the contemporary platform, There's no hope anyway.
Un tās attiecības būs uzlabosies, jo tajā kultivējot tās laicīgajā līmenī vienalga nav nekāda cerība.
So in a sense, even the contemporary, if they want to come up with something that, you know, or look at something that might work, they have to go back to the, you know, antiquity and the older values.
Un pat arī tajā laicīgajā līmenī, ja kāds vēlas, lai kaut kas sekmētos, lai kaut kas notiktu, vienalga ir viņam ir jāvēršās uz kādiem principiem, kas sakņojās antīkajā pasaulē.
And these older cultures, older lifestyles were based on religion.
Un šie te, šīs senās kultūras, senie dzīvesveidi, tie sakņojās reliģijā.
Right? So that should give an indication that connection to God is what makes things work, and the more you disconnect it from God, the less it works.
Un no tā mēs varam redzēt, ka jo vairāk ir saistība ar Dievu, ka tas, kad lietas noris labi, tam ir tieši saistība ar Dievu, un jo vairāk jūs esat attālināti no Dieva, jo sliktāk viss norit.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing. It's unless there's those God-conscious values, then nothing will work.
Un tik ilgi, kamēr nebūs šīs te vērtības, kas ir Dieva apziņā, nekas neveiksies.
But you have to be able to discern in this values what's the principle and what's the supportive.
Bet raugoties uz šīm vērtībām, jums ir jāspēj saprast, kas ir princips un kas ir tas, kas vienkārši sekmē šo principu īstenošanu.
Does that make sense? Yeah. Okay. Something else.
Is about what you explained in the beginning, that how if somebody has faith but not knowledge, then they can lose their faith easily. It's one pastime I would like to ask from Chaitanya Charitamrita. That Lord Chaitanya, one time he was in ecstasy and he jumped in the ocean in Jagannath Puri, and he was caught in the net by a fisherman. And as soon as the fisherman touched the body of the Lord, he developed ecstatic love for Krishna. But he himself thought that he was attacked by a ghost, and he was very afraid and bewildered. So is this an example how... So I would like to understand how it's possible that... Because usually it's said that even somebody feels even the first ecstatic emotion for Krishna, it like washes away all the material contamination. So how this man can, he was completely overwhelmed with this ecstatic love, but he was in ignorance, and he was thinking, he was worried on how he's going to take care of his wife and children, and because he thought he had gone mad. How is possible he's feeling this ecstatic love for Krishna, but he's in ignorance? So is this... Is this somehow connected that person is some...
No, you've asked the question. You don't have to go more.
Jautājums bija minēts, ka ja cilvēkam ir tikai ticība un nav zināšana, tad viņš viegli var zaudēt šo ticību. Tik minēts piemērs par kungu Čitaņu, kurš peldējās un viņš iekļuva zvejnieku tīklos, un tad, kad viņš bija tā, ka viņš pieskārās tam zvejniekam, un tas zvejnieks uzreiz saņēma pilnu mīlestību uz Dievu, taču patiesībā tas notika. Taču tas zvejnieks no savas puses domāja, ka viņu ir pārņēmis kāds no spoks, vai kāds, un ka viņš ir tagad, ka tas ir kaut kas ļoti slikts, kas ir viņu noticis, un ka viņš ir kļuvis traks, un kā gan tas ir iespējams, ka cilvēks to neapjauta, vai tad tiešām tāda neziņa, tiešām tāda tumsība, kā to saprast?
The point is you're in contact with Krishna whenever you're chanting Krishna's name.
Jūs esat saistībā kontaktā ar Krišnu, tad, kad jūs skandējat Krišnas vārdu.
So technically you're liberated.
Un tehniski jūs jau esat atbrīvoti.
But because we think we're not liberated, we still act as if we're not liberated.
Bet tā kā mēs domājam, ka mēs neesam atbrīvoti, mēs darbojamies joprojām tā, it kā ka mēs nebūtu atbrīvoti.
That makes sense? Means the same thing happens to us every day.
Es ar to gribu teikt, ka tā pati lieta ar mums notiek katru dienu.
Right, the story of the fisherman is just a little bit more of an extreme example.
Tas piemērs ar to zvejnieku ir vienkārši tāds ļoti ārkārtējs piemērs.
Right, it's Krishna and his holy name the same.
Jo Krishna un viņa svētais vārds ir viens un tas pats.
So that means you're in contact.
Tas nozīmē, ka jūs jau esat saiknē.
But we still think I'm conditioned.
Bet jūs joprojām domājat, ka jūs esat apstākļi ierobežoti.
So we still go on acting that way.
Un jūs turpinat darboties, kā būdam apstākļi ierobežoti.
But the fact is, the soul is the eternal servant of God.
Bet fakts ir tāds, ka dvēseli ir mūžīgs Dieva kalps.
Does that make sense?
Vai izsakojāt?
So what to do?
Ko darīt?
Keep chanting.
Turpiniet skandēt.
And hearing the philosophy.
Un klausīties filozofiju.
Right, contemplating how, you know, Krishna and his name are non-different.
Kā Krishna un viņa vārds nav atšķirīgi.
Right, how we're his servant.
Kā mēs esam viņa kalpi.
The importance of the association of Vaishnavs.
Cik ir svarīgi biedroties ar Vaishnaviem.
Right, the importance of prasad.
Cik ir svarīgs prasādam.
Right, you know, not as much on the nutritive value, but on the spiritual value.
Un ne tik daudz kā barojoši kaut kas tādā materiālā ziņā, bet garīgi.
You understand? So, all these things, then one will naturally advance.
Un tad dabiskā veidā cilvēks progresēs.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Behind you. Behind you.
Hare Krishna. My question is, how can we learn to be grateful and humble for everything Krishna gives us and everything he is not giving us?
Kā mums iemācīties būt pazemīgiem, pateicīgiem par visu, ko Krishna mums dod, kā arī par visu, ko viņš mums nedod?
Gratefulness is a aspect of intelligence.
Spēja būt pateicīgam ir saprāta aspekts.
So it's a matter of using the intelligence.
Un tas ir jautājums, kā mēs izmantojam savu saprātu.
Means contemplating, you know, what you have, you know, what's the benefit.
Apcerot to, kas jums ir un kāds ir iegūms no tā.
You know, and as you said it, what you don't have and what's the benefit.
Un kā jūs teicāt, kas jums nav un kāds ir iegūms no tā, ka tas jums nav.
So in other words, the application of intelligence and contemplation, then you can appreciate.
Un ja jūs pielietojat savu saprātu, tad jūs to arī apieksiet.
Right? And humility is a symptom of knowledge.
Un pazemība ir zināšanu izpausme.
Right? So proper, by proper contemplation and understanding, that will develop the gratefulness, that will develop the humility.
Un tad to apcerot un saprotot pareizi, tas tā rezultātā būs spēja būt pateicīgam un tā rezultātā būs arī spēja būt pazemīgam.
That makes sense? Yeah. Anything else? Or pumpkin time? Okay. Sorry.
Man ir jautājums. Vai jūs varētu paskaidrot, vai tādas parādības kā tīņu vecums un pusmūža krīze ir raksturīga tikai rietumu sabiedrībai, vai arī tā ir kāda vispār cilvēcīga lieta?
Could you explain whether things like problems in teenage years and middle age crisis are only belong to Western society? Or it's natural.
Means, or it's natural. It belongs to Western society.
No, is it the sign of Western society?
Oh, is it the sign? No, no. Yeah. These are all hardwired into the you know life development.
Nē, tās ir ietilpst vispār dzīves attīstībā.
It's just that they have purposes that the Western culture doesn't know how to take advantage of.
Atšķirība ir tajā, ka rietumu kultūra neko negūst no tā.
Like before, I mean, going back some years, then you had the teenager.
Pirms kādiem gadiem bija teenageri.
Right? But now they use the term adolescent.
Un tagad viņi izmanto terminu, kas latviski ir pieauguši jauni cilvēki.
Right? Because an adolescent is a young teenager.
Kas ir, un tas ir jaunieši, jā, tas ir jauns
jauns teenagers, yeah.
Okay. And so then what is the symptom of an adolescent?
Un kāda tad ir pazīme šim te jaunajam pieaugušajam?
They're totally insensitive to anyone else but themselves.
Viņš ir pilnīgi nejūtīgs pret jebkuriem citiem cilvēkiem izņemot, viņš ir tikai attiecīgi tikai par sevi rūpējas.
And totally confident of whatever they're doing is right.
Un pilnīgi pārliecināts, ka viss, ko viņš dara, ir pareizi.
Okay? Okay. Now, let us say you are learning a new skill.
Pieņemsim, jūs apgūstat kādu jaunu prasmi.
Okay? Now, you can't be bothered by what's happening around you.
Un jūs nevajadzētu būt tā, ka tas, kas notiek ap jums, jūs novērš jūs uzmanību.
And you have to be confident to try again and again.
Un jums ir jābūt pārliecinātam atkal to mēģināt vēl un vēlreiz.
So for learning skills, you don't get better than adolescents.
Un mācoties, I didn't get the point. You don't get better than adolescents.
It means it's the ideal time to learn skills as adolescents.
Tātad no tā viedokļa šis te tīneidžera vecums, vai tas ir vislabākais, kad apgūt jaunas kaut kādas prasmes.
Right, but the problem is the modern culture doesn't teach skills at that time.
Bet problēma ir tā, ka mūsu kultūrā tajā vecumā nemāca prasmes.
So it just ends up with a social anomaly.
Un rezultātā ir sociāla anomālija.
Right? But it's actually, that's the time for learning skills.
Bet patiesībā tas ir laiks, kad apgūt kādas prasmes.
The Vedic is, you know, up to 12 is the time for memorizing things and learning fundamentals in education.
Vediskajā kultūrā vecums līdz 12 gadiem ir, kad apgūt kādu lietu pamat principus.
Right. Adolescence is meant for learning skills.
Un šis te nākam tālākais, tas tīņa vecums, ir tad, kad apgūt kādas prasmes.
Right, and from 16 and above is to learn philosophy and esoterics.
Tad tas būtu starp 12 un 16, un virs 16 gadiem tad jau mācīties filozofiju un ezotēriku.
What's the typical mentality of a 17-year-old?
Kāda ir tipiska 17-gadīga cilvēka mentalitāte?
Do they know who they are, what they want to do?
Zināt, kas viņi ir, ko viņiem, kas viņiem jādara?
Right? They don't know.
Viņi nezina.
So that's the point. The philosophy deals with that.
Un filozofija atbild uz šiem jautājumiem.
If I think, you know, to the adolescent, he knows who he is. He's the greatest guy, most skilled guy in the world.
Ja mēs runājam par tiem tīņiem, tad viņi uzskata, ka viņi visvarenākie cilvēki pasaulē.
Great for learning skills because you do it over and over again even though whatever you do is stupid, but you keep doing it until you get it right.
Un viņi turpina kaut ko darīt tik ilgi, kamēr viņi to dara pareizi, pat ja sākotnēji viņi nesaprot to, ko viņi dara.
The guy's going on a skateboard.
Piemēram, kāds uz
tries to hop up on the curb.
Piemēram, cilvēks ir uz skateboardu
un falls off.
Un mēģina, ka veik kaut kādu triku un nepatrīt. Viņš muļķis.
Right? But he'll get back up, do it again.
Bet viņš atkal kāpjas dēļ, dara to atkal.
That's what adolescence is for, learning skills.
Un šie te gadi, tīņi gadi, yeah. Domāt
tam. He couldn't care less who he is.
Bet viņš īpaši nedomā par to, kas viņš
But
ir.
But at 16, then they want to know, who am I?
Bet 16 gadu vecumā viņš grib zināt, kas
What's
esmu.
What's life for? Why am I here? So that's where they learn philosophy.
Un kāpēc es esmu šeit, un tāpēc es mācos filozofiju.
A mid-age crisis, when does that come?
Un vidus pusmūža krīze, kad tā nāk.
Okay. Now, it's at the time when one is supposed to move from basically grihastha to vanaprastha.
Un tas ir apmēram tajā laikā, kad no grihastha jāpāriet no grihastkas uz vanaprastkas līmeni.
So what's the main problem with midlife crisis?
Un kas ir galvenā pusmūža krīzes problēma?
Right, it's a crisis. I had my plans when I was young, I executed them, I may have even obtained them, but I'm not happy.
Un problēma ir tā, ka tad, kad es biju jauns, man bija mani plāni, es tos īstenoju un iespējams es pat panācu to, ko es vēlējos, bet es neesmu laimīgs.
So what's the Vedic concept?
Un kāds ir vēdiskais koncepts?
You know, material life won't make you happy.
Materiālā pasaule nevar darīt jūs laimīgu.
So, therefore, you understand that.
Tāpēc tu esi to sapratis.
So you give up the material endeavor and switch back to spiritual endeavor.
Tāpēc beidz materiālos centienus un pārslēdzies uz garīgiem centieniem.
Right? Does that make sense? But not knowing this, then in midlife crisis, you know, the life didn't go the way it was, so therefore now go off on another tangent, completely different, sell your house, go to another place in the world, open a consultancy, do something.
Bet modernajā sabiedrībā tas ir iestājās šī krīze, un tad tiek rekomendēts, vai cilvēki cenšās pārcelties uz kādu citu pasaules daļu, sāk pilnīgi darīt kaut ko citu.
Okay. And then, you know, then they try that. Now what do they do when they hit 75 or 80?
Nu, kas tad notiek, ka viņi sasniedz 75, 80 gadu vecumu?
Right. Then they have end of life crisis.
Un tad viņiem ir dzīves beigu krīze.
Right. You know, so it just doesn't work out for the those not following the Vedic culture just doesn't work out so well.
Un tie, kas neseko vediskai kultūrai, tur nekas labs no tā nav.
Right? Means even in the Western culture.
Pat rietumu kultūrā.
When were boys learning skills?
Kad puikas apgūst kaut kādas prasmes?
Did they wait till they were 20?
Vai tad viņi gaidīja, līdz viņi sasniegs 20 gadu vecumu?
When they were 12.
Vai arī viņi to apmācījās, kad viņiem
bija 12?
Kad, piemēram, puikas gāja palīdzēt būvēt šķūni vai medībās devās?
Right? After he finished his BA?
Tad, kad viņš pabeidza skolu?
No, when he's 12.
Nē, kad viņam 12.
Right? And what did they do when they hit 40 or 50 years old?
Un kas notiek, ka viņš sasniedz 40-50 gadu vecumu?
They kind of went into the background, let the kids run things.
It kā viņš paiet malā un ļauj, lai viņa bērni tagad visu vada.
So these things worked in the old culture.
Un vecajās kultūrās.
But because the science is lost, no one knows, therefore the modern people look at it, we're not happy, so it must be following all these rules, so if we don't follow rules, we'll be happy.
Un tāpēc tajās vecajās kultūrās tas nesa rezultāts, bet modernajās kultūrās cilvēks sasniedz to vecumu, viņi nav laimīgi. I got till they are not happy and then
so therefore if we don't follow rules we'll be happy.
Un tāpēc ja mēs nesekosim kādiem principiem, tad mēs būsim laimīgi. Tad tā, jā. Jo mēs visu savu dzīvi centāmies sekot kaut kādiem principiem, un mēs neesam laimīgi. Tad pamainīsim tagad, mēs nesekosim, un tad varbūt mēs būsim.
It's just a matter of time before it swings the other way and then people follow very very strict tight rules. It's just a matter of time.
No, but what last two words were?
That they'll follow strictly rules or, you know, tight cultural norms.
Jā, un tad,
it just goes back and forth.
Un tad tas notiek tā, ka, un tas iet turpu šurpu, viņi kriet no vienas galības otrās, viņi vienā brīdī ļoti cenšas sekot kaut kam, un vienā citā brīdī atkal pilnībā nesekot nekam.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like we're saying about the, you know, that this is the modern and we're, you know, liberal in our dress. People were much more liberal in their dress in the, you know, earlier 1800s, late 1700s.
Un mēs sakam, ka tagad cilvēki ļoti liberāli tajā ziņā, kā viņi ģērbjās, bet patiesībā cilvēki bija daudz liberālāki 17. Gadsimta beigās, tas ir 1700. Gadu beigās un 800. Gadu sākumā.
You know what I'm saying? It means in those days, if the woman from here up didn't have any clothes, it was perfectly fine.
Un tad, ja nebija tajās dienās, ja sievietei nebija no krūtīm un vispār nekā nebija, tas bija normāli, tik pieņemts.
You know what I'm saying? So the thing is, and then you had the Victorian age when everything became all like, you know, so it's the same thing. It always goes back and forth. It's always been like that.
Un tad nāca Viktorijas laikmets, kur viss bija ļoti ierobežots, un tā tas mūžīgi iet vienā virzienā, otrā virzienā.
You know, I mean Romans were not a bit liberal.
Right, romieši nebija liberāļi.
Yeah, and then after that it becomes, you get the Dark Ages, it's not so liberal, and then you get the Renaissance, it's more liberal. And then,
un tad atkal ir...
It's the way the material world works.
Pēc romiešiem tad tur nāca atkal tie tumšie laikmeti, un pēc tam atkal nāca, kad viss bija ļoti strikti, un pēc tam atkal nāca Renaissance, kad atkal bija liberālisms, un tā tālāk.
It just goes back and forth because there is no standard, so whatever you're doing, this will make me happy, but when it doesn't, oh, then the opposite will make me happy, and when that doesn't, oh, well, then this will, it just goes back and forth. That's all they do.
Problēma ir tāda, tā kā nav standartu, tad es daru kaut ko, un ja man tas nedara laimīgu, ka es esmu ticējis, ka tas man darīs laimīgu, tad es daru pilnīgi pretējo, un ja atkal tas nedara man laimīgu, atkal es daru kaut ko citu.
Yeah. And then you die.
Un tad tu mirsti.
And then you start over again.
Un tad atkal sāc no jauna.
Right? So nobody learns.
Un neviens neko neiemācās.
Right? So the Vedic culture is that you have a set form there because that works.
Un veidiskā kultūra nozīmē, ka jau noteikti iedibināta forma, jo tā forma nes rezultātus.
So if you don't, even you don't understand it, it still works.
Pat ja jūs to nesaprotat, vienalga rezultāti ir.
You understand it, it works better.
Un ja saprotat to, tad tas rezultāti ir vēl labāki.
Right? You're God conscious, you go back to Godhead.
Un ja jūs esat Krišna Dieva apziņā, tad jūs atgriežaties pie Dieva.
So that's what it's for.
Un par to tas ir.
That makes sense? So they're just the natural parts of human development. It's just that modern society, for all their sociological departments and this and that, they have no idea what's going on.
Tas vienkārši dažādi aspekti, dabiski aspekti cilvēka dzīves ciklā, bet laicīgā kultūra ar visiem saviem socioloģiskiem departamentiem to nespēja saprast.
What to do?
Ko gan darīt?
It's fine. Overly intelligent fools.
Pārāk gudri muļķi. Pārāk saprātīgi, jā, muļķi, kas ir pārāk saprātīgi.
It is easy to help a teenager to learn a skill. Is there a way to help a man, like, can relatives help a man to understand that midlife crisis, it's meant for thinking about more spiritual, because it's
You can explain it, and if they take it, nice, and if not, then there's next life.
Vai
know,
ir iespējams,
try again, you know?
Vai ir iespējams vīrietim paskaidrot, kam ir domāts pusmūžu krīze? Varat mēģināt, ja viņš tos pieņem jauki, ja nē, mēģinās nākamā dzīve.
Isn't that the saying? If at first you don't succeed, then try again.
Tāpēc ir taču teikts, ka jūs ar pirmo piegājienu negūstat panākumus, turpiniet.
Okay. That's the whole point. You can either switch into the spiritual or then you can die a frustrated old man and take birth next life as a frustrated young kid.
Jā, un tad vai jūs pavēršaties pret...
As you like it. It's like it's you know, it's quite accommodating.
Vai jūs pavēršaties pret to garīgo, vai arī tad mirst vecs vīrs, kas ir pilnīgi vīlies visā, Un tad viņš piedzimst par jaunu tīneģeru, kurš tāpat ir visā vīlies.
Makes sense? So that's why we discuss all these things, so that one will understand and appreciate.
Un tāpēc mēs arī apspriežam visu šīs lietas, lai cilvēks var saprast to un apiekt.
See, the problem is that the individual as a soul, then they never feel old.
Problēma, ka cilvēks kā dvēseli, viņš nekad nejūtas vecs.
So that enthusiasm to be always engaged in Krishna consciousness and newer aspects, that's fine.
Un ja tas entuziasms vienmēr tiek iesaistīts dažādos Krišnas aspektos, tas ir lieliski.
But the body is getting old.
Bet ķermenis kļūst vecs.
You know, and once... inherent values in far as how the senses are engaged, you know, you don't have the tolerance.
Un tās vērtības, kas ir izstrādājušās, kā iesaistīt savas maņas,
doesn't have the tolerance means you can't.
It means you don't have the tolerance for imperfection in engagement of the senses.
Tad jūs nevarat noturēt to, tā kā ķermenis kļūst vecs, jūs nevarat uzturēt to tajā veidā, kas jums ir pierasts, kā jūs apmierinājāt savas maņas līdz tam.
You know, things that are more trippy and stuff like that.
Lietu baudīšana kļūst arvien grūtāk.
Right? Means the young man, he makes his plan for his life.
Jauns cilvēks, viņš veido savus plānus dzīvē.
How long does he plan it for?
Cik tālu viņš plāno?
Right, he's 20 and he's thinking until he's old. So, you know, he's thinking 30 years, 40 years.
Viņš domā, viņam 20, viņš domā 30, 40 gadus uz priekšu.
How long is the plan of the man in the midlife crisis?
Un cik tālu sniedzās plāns cilvēkam, kam ir pusmūža krīze?
It's got to be happening. Now.
Visam ir jānotiek tagad.
There's no tolerance. So even though I feel young, but if you're young, then why can't you, you know, you're only 40, 50. You know, why don't you make another 40-year plan?
Un
they're not doing that.
Tur nav šī te sakritība. Jūs jūtaties jauns, bet ķermenis ir vecs, un jūs nevarat iztaisīt 40-50 gadu plānus priekšu, būdami pusmūžu.
Conditioning's changed.
Un tie apstākļi, kas jūs ierobežo, tie mainās.
Right. So, one who appreciates that, then, you know, focuses on the spiritual.
Un tas, kas to apjēdz, tas fokusējās uz garīgo.
Right, because the air increases in the body.
Tāpēc, ka, what increases
in? Air.
Tāpēc, ka gaisa daudzums palielinās.
So that means they think a lot.
Un tas nozīmē, viņi daudz domā.
Right? Or, you know, think too much.
Vai domā par daudz.
But on the spiritual platform, that thinking, if it's on the philosophy and culture and about Krishna and like that, it's not too much.
Bet, ja tā domāšana ir par Krishna, par filozofiju, tad tas nevar būt par daudz.
Does that make sense? If someone is doing some, an old man is doing some skill and he forgets what he's doing because he's so absorbed in thinking of something else, what does everybody think?
Ja cilvēks kaut ko veic kādu darbību, bet tad viņš aizmirst vispār, ko viņš veic, tāpēc, ka viņa domas ir pilnīgi kaut kur citur, tad ko par tādu cilvēku domā?
Yeah, old man, you know, this and that, get out of the way, let the young people do it.
Vecais paeja no ceļa nos, lai jaunie var darboties.
Right, but if that same nature is applied to absorption in Krishna consciousness, then if you're absorbed in Krishna and then, you know, whatever is going on, you're thinking about Krishna or come up with pastimes about Krishna, does anybody mind?
Bet taču, ja jūsu prāts visu laiku gremdējās, tajā ir saistībā ar Krišnu, un jebkurā situācijā jūs redzat, jebkurā situācijā jums nāk prātā noteikts Krišnas spēles un tā, vai kāds pret to iebilst?
Right? You understand? Yeah. So no one, if one is on the spiritual platform, no one cares about your skill. But if you're trying to function and get in there with everybody else on the material platform, then you better be pretty good, but at one point you won't be very good anymore.
Ja cilvēks ir garīgajā līmenī, tad pārējie īpaši nepievērš uzmanību viņa prasmēm. Taču, ja cilvēks cenšas sevi apliecināt tajā materiālajā līmenī, tad jums ir jāpievērš uzmanību tam, ka jums ir jābūt visu laiku līmenī savās prasmēs, bet pienāks punkts, kad jūs vairs to nevarēsiet.
Right, that's the rule in Niti.
Un tāds ir princips Niti.
Right, is that any skill you have, when you get old, you won't be respected for it, but knowledge that you have, you'll be respected. So the skill wanes. It means it gets good for a time and then it wanes, but knowledge keeps getting better and better. So better knowledge than skill.
No, un princips ir tāds, ka tā prasme, kuras dēļ jūs tikāt atzīti, vecumā jūs netiksiet atzīt dēļ tās prasmes, jo jebkura prasme ar laiku samazinās un tad izzūd, kur pretī zināšanas, tās ar laiku kļūst arvien spēcīgāks un spēcīgāks.
Right. Does that make sense? So even that was spoken by a kshatriya.
Un to teica kshatrijs.
Right, so when they're young, they use all the skills, but they're also cultivating knowledge, because when they get old, they retire from the skills, and they're just left with the knowledge.
Tāpēc, kamēr kšatrijs ir jauns, viņi praktizē un pielieto savus prasmes, bet tajā pašā laikā viņi praktizē zināšanas. Tāpēc, ka kļūstot veciem, kad viņi nevarēs vairs pielietot savus prasmes, tad un būs aizgājuši atpūtā, tad viņi varēs balstīt savu dzīvi tālāk uz zināšanām.
Right. What do you want? A 70-year-old lawyer that forgets things or a 70-year-old lawyer running a consultancy that when you ask him questions, he gives you answers?
Ko jūs gribat būt? 70-gadīgs jurists, kas vispār nespēja saprast, ko aizmirst, ko viņš dara, vai 70-gadīgs jurists, kuram ir konsultācija birojas, kurš atbild uz citu cilvēku jautājumiem?
Right. Knowledge is respected, skill is lost.
Zināšanas tiek cienītas, bet prasme pazūda.
So you explain all that.
Tas viss izskaidro.
Doesn't mean they'll buy it, but they can explain it.
Jūs varat to izskaidrot, jā. Tas nenozīmē, ka viņi tam piekritīs.
So in other words, every mentality and nature at every age is designed for a particular aspect of cultivation of the Vedic culture and practice.
Tas nozīmē, ka jebkurš prāta stāvoklis, jebkurā vecumā ir speciāli tā radīts, lai jūs varētu praktizēt šo te vēdisko kultūru filozofiju.
Does that make sense? Yeah, like that. Okay, so we'll end here. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki, Samaveda Bhaktivedanta ki, Jainitāya Gaura Premanandi.
His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Pura Maharaj ki! Some English expressions.
Well, there's all these Americanisms.
Yeah,
those are a problem.
But in general, I'm very grateful that these lectures that I can follow.